There are people in this world that breed lions and hold them in captivity for the purpose, the sole purpose of them being hunted for trophies. They make money setting lions up to be killed. A documentary, a film has been made exposing this tragedy. The film is called Blood Lions, and it was put together by a journalist and then also a hunter, right, Michelle?
Mm-hmm.
And so Michelle Cho from the Humane Society, she's with us. She's the vice president of celebrity and entertainment for the Humane Society. They have an office here in Los Angeles, thankfully. And so thanks for joining us and for supporting the film Bloodlines, because you guys are helping.
Tina, thank you so much for having us on here and for spotlighting not only Bloodlions, but the issue of canned hunting and predator breeding. It's an issue that very few people, I think, really knew about until the film came out in 2015. It was originally broadcast on MSNBC, which is just tremendous. Mm-hmm. To reach an audience through MSNBC was such an incredible thing for an issue like this. Details on our screening, however, it's taking place at Sundance Cinemas in West Hollywood on October 26th, and tickets can actually be purchased for $10. It includes parking, an open wine bar, vegan appetizers, and after the screening, it's going to be followed by a Q&A will be done by Bruce Young, the filmmaker, mm-hmm. and a representative from HSI, which is Humane Society International, and a representative from IFAW, which is the International Fund for Animal Welfare.
And after you see this film, this documentary, I'm sure many people will have questions. Where can we get tickets?
You can buy tickets for $10 at bloodlions.org/screenings.
It's kind of shocking. You know, there is a lot of, adult content, right?
You know, I would recommend it. It's not a gruesome film. I would recommend, you know, anybody watch it of any age. But unfortunately, this particular theater is a 21 and over venue.
The theater has a restriction on age. Okay, so it's 21 and over, but you say anybody can watch it. So if it's available later on, will it be?
It is. You can mm-hmm. watch it through Amazon streaming.
Oh, great. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if you can't make it to the theater that night, you can see it on Amazon.
Before Bloodlions, and this is something that the animal protection community has been really trying to combat for a very long time, but films like Bloodlions that you know, grab the heartstrings of networks like MSNBC were finally able to bring this to a wider audience. And, you know, thank you for having us on to talk about this even further. For any listeners who aren't, you know, really familiar with canned hunting, mm-hmm. it's essentially a trophy hunt in which an animal is kept in a confined area, such as in a, you know, fenced in area, increasing the likelihood of the hunter obtaining a kill. So what it is essentially is a pay to slay industry is how we like to refer to it. And every single day in South Africa, at least two or three captive bred or tame lions are being killed in these canned hunts. Hundreds more are slaughtered annually for the lion bone trade, which we can get into in a little bit. And this is really shocking when we consider that only, you know, 20,000 or so wild lions remain in the entire world. In 2014, it was estimated that between 6,000 and 8,000 lions are living in these captive breeding facilities around South Africa. And what happens is when the lions are born, they're taken away from their mothers when they're only days old. So they're hand raised by people so that operators can, you know, make money from these cub petting opportunities that they, you know, kind of pimp to tourists and lion walks, for example. But once the lions are older and display, you know, more wild behaviors, they're sold for trophy hunts.
Oh, my gosh. So they're being used and then hunted.
Exactly. And, you know, what really sets this type of hunting, canned hunting, apart from your normal wild animal trophy hunting expedition, is that those essentially, they're kind of like marketed as vacation packages, and they can go for $50,000 or more, but you're not guaranteed a kill. In these canned hunting expeditions, you're guaranteed a kill because the animal cannot escape. Not only are they unable to escape, they've been reared by human hands. So seeing a human is not unfamiliar to them.
Right. They're not afraid. They're
not afraid.
Habituated to humans because they've been taking care of them. How long has this been going on for?
I mean, this has been going on, you know, for decades. For some reason, we saw an increase some years ago, but thanks to, you know, a lot of different nations taking various actions, we're seeing a decrease.
Yeah.
For sure. For example, in 2015, the U.S. listed African lions as protected under the Endangered Species Act, so there is a restriction on lion trophy imports right now. This may change, and we are seeing other protected species under the threat of delisting, which could, you know, potentially open them up to trophy hunting. So it's something that we're constantly paying attention to.
What does the delist mean?
The delisting means it was once a protected species, and the government basically says, okay, this population of a certain species has repopulated and is no longer endangered. So, you know, it opens them up to hunting.
Now they're on the list again to be hunted.
Right. But thankfully, the African lions right now are protected. And, you know, we work in a variety of different ways. And I'm sure your listeners are familiar with, you know, the tragic killing of Cecil, yeah, the lion, mm-hmm, by a dentist in Minnesota. And although that happened in Zimbabwe, it really opened the floodgates of conversation. Mm-hmm. And there was such an uproar. Following Cecil's killing, Humane Society International contacted all 250 airlines requesting that they immediately stop the shipment of trophies of the African Big Five. And what that means is the African Big Five is lions, leopards, elephants, rhinos, and Cape buffalo. And we confirmed that nearly 50 airlines now prohibit shipment of body parts from the African Big Five and other wildlife. So that was a tremendous positive thing that came, yes, from that very devastating
that
event.
Is a creative way to get people to stop doing this, to get the airlines involved and say, hey, don't ship, you know, the parts, right, back or the trophies back. And so, you know, now you've got them involved. So it's an international effort, and people are coming up with ways to keep people from being able to ship the trophies back and go on these hunts at all.
Right. And you know what? And it's, this is really so sad, but it's mainly American hunters who comprise the vast majority of the clientele for South Africa's canned hunting operations of African lions. The costs are astronomical. It costs over $50,000, upwards of $80,000 to participate in a wild lion hunt. What that means is the lion is out in the wild. There's no fencing. There's no captivity. So there's no guaranteed kill of, mm-hmm, an animal compared to the less than $20,000 for a captive bred lion hunt with a guaranteed kill. And, you know, there's this whole kind of notion of sustainability that trophy hunters try to promote to the public, that they're actually doing a good thing. And we were talking about it before we went on the air, but this notion of sustainability has become the most overused and meaningless phrase, mm-hmm, you know, within conservation and wildlife protection circles. The predator breeding and canned hunting operators, they're invoking this term, you know, as a way to try to sanitize, mm-hmm, the brutality that they're participating in.
Rationalize, justify what they're doing.
Exactly.
Yeah, so they're saying they're helping to sustain because they're being bred. We actually have lions
because
being
there are
bred.
So few, mm-hmm, right? But what they're not telling people mm-hmm, or what perhaps some folks in the public are not getting is that these animals are literally being bred for the bullet.
Right.
So
right.
How that conserves is just beyond me.
Yeah, it seems like a vicious circle. So who created the film, Michelle?
I think it was a mix between the director, mm-hmm, Bruce Young and Ian Mishler, who really kind of started investigating this in South Africa years and years and years ago, mm-hmm, before he took cameras out there. So you can see in the film, for those who haven't seen it already, you know, I implore you to join us on October 26th if you can. But they really faced a lot of threatening behavior the minute kind of word got out in the industry that these three fellas were traveling around together.
To expose this.
To expose, yeah, them. Yeah. That's just bravery and, mm-hmm, and heroism, in my opinion.
And one was a hunter, an American hunter.
He was, mm-hmm, and he's not a trophy hunter. Mm-hmm. He's a hunter who, you know, I think he hunts deer and other animals for food. But you see in the film, he contacts somebody in South Africa through Skype. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to make an appointment, and he asks for more information on what types of animals are available to be, you know, trophy hunted, and how long it takes to do that. And the woman on the other end said that he wouldn't need more than 2 to 3 days. So they travel over to South Africa, and he really doesn't know what he's getting into. He's just kind of masquerading as an American trophy hunter, even though he's completely opposed to this. You know, I hate to give anything away, mm-hmm, but what they endure when they find out, you know, who they are. I mean, they face great danger.
Yeah, they, you know, really are putting their lives in danger to, yeah, go and show this gross injustice. The Humane Society, you guys are involved and helping with this film, you know, helping get the word out, create awareness, Blood Lions, which is amazing. And you do so many incredible things on a regular basis. You're working on a project right now with chimps who have been abandoned.
Yeah, I thank you so much for allowing me to speak on this topic of chimpanzees that were formerly used in research by the New York Blood Center in Liberia, West Africa. I was fortunate enough to go with two of our supporters, Kate and Rooney Mara, who are actresses and sisters. Mm-hmm. And we went out there on the one-year anniversary of these chimps' abandonment. It was March 2016 that we went out there to really just take stock of the situation and get as much information as possible to continue this full-fledged campaign we have right mm-hmm. now against the New York Blood Center, urging them to reinstate funding for the more than 60 chimpanzees that they abandon on very small islands with no working water system, where no food grows. And, mm-hmm. and some of you may know that chimpanzees can't swim. So they were stuck on these islands, placed on these islands, and they departed with mm-hmm. no plan for these animals. So they were facing certain death had the Humane Society of the United States had not stepped in. Life is better for the chimps now. They're being fed nutritious meals twice a day. Our crew takes boats out, you know, twice a day. And they're just so incredibly resilient after all they've been through.
Mm-hmm. They were tested on, they helped people, and then they were abandoned. And thanks to you guys, thanks to all of your efforts, now you're getting to the point where they can be taken care of.
We are. You know, we have ambitious plans. Mm-hmm. We have ambitious plans to create a sanctuary for them to live out the lives that they deserve in retirement and in peace.
Mm-hmm. Many people are grateful around the world that the Humane Society of the United States is here at working to protect animals, and then working in conjunction with other partners, other entities like Blood Lions. You know, the film coming up, it's October 26th, and that's coming up on Sunset. And you get free 3-hour validated parking, just want to let you know. So you don't have to worry about parking when you go. There's the question and answer afterwards. So you'll be able to ask the experts who know about this and the people involved in the film questions.
And I just want to end, Tina, if I could, with many people ask when they hear about these issues, what can I do to help? You know, being opposed to trophy hunting is one thing, and you know, having these sponsoring screenings and things of that nature are great. But what can you do as an individual? I would just encourage people who are traveling to be wary of travel expeditions or facilities masquerading as animal sanctuaries. Just know that true animal sanctuaries will never allow physical contact with animals, nor will they breed animals. So those are the two kind of red flags that I encourage people to look out for.
Those are great tips. Blood Lions, it's coming up October 26th at Sundance Cinemas in West Hollywood.